lies in latitude 20° 30' south and longitude 29° 22' west, distance about 700 miles from the coast of Brazil, and my curiosity being aroused by the description of the islet in the South Atlantic Directory, I decided to land and explore it. We came to an anchor off this desolate spot on December 8, 1881, and we remained there for 9 days. Our adventures of various sorts, the perils of landing, the attacks made on us by the multitudes of hideous land crabs and ferocious seabirds, our difficult climb over the volcanic mountains, and finally our anything but regretful departure from one of the most uncanny and dispiriting spots on earth, are fully set out in my book, The Cruise of the Falcon. On turning to that book, I find that I state there that I had had more than enough of Trinidad, and would on no account set foot on its barren shores again, a rash resolution which I was destined to break nearly 10 years after my first visit to the island. The descriptions of Trinidad in the South Atlantic Directory are all of an old date and were supplied at different times by captains of vessels in want of water or with crews stricken with scurvy who effected a landing in order to procure water or the purslane and other greens which abound on some portions of the shore. Halley in 1700, Amasso Delano in 1803, and Commodore Owen in 1822 visited the island, and it is from their accounts that most of the information concerning it has been gathered. All describe the landing as extremely difficult, and often quite impracticable on account of the almost perpetual surf which breaks on the iron-bound coast. Consequently, mariners avoided the coral reefs and sea-worn crags, and though the masters of homeward-bound vessels from around Cape Horn often sighted the island from a safe distance in order to correct the rate of their chronometers, it was rare indeed that the foot of a human being trod its shores. But now, the land crabs and seabirds of Trinidad must be becoming almost familiarized with the sight of man, for the report of a vast treasure that is supposed to have been buried here some 70 years ago has induced no less than 5 different bands of adventurers in the course of the last 12 years to fit out vessels for the purpose of seeking their fortunes among the volcanic ash. This is an account of the most recent of these ventures, and I think it will be the last of them, for whereas all the previous explorers, in consequence of mutiny, the difficulty of landing, and other causes, failed to make any real attempt at digging into the landslip which now covers the spot where the treasure is supposed to lie, and, losing heart in the presence of preliminary perils and discomforts, abandoned the island after a few days' stay, we succeeded in landing by degrees our tents, tools, and stores, and established quite a comfortable little settlement, while the digging was steadily carried on for 3 months, and many thousands of tons of earth and rock were removed. We worked on until we were satisfied that further search was useless. We failed to find the treasure, but we did what our predecessors did not. We had a very good try for it, and we have, I think, at any rate, proved that it is not worth the while of any other adventurers to go in search of this too carefully concealed hoard. When I visited Trinidad in 1881, I was not aware that a treasure was supposed to be buried there, else I should most probably have prosecuted some preliminary search with a small crew, we were 5 all told, and the inadequate tools I had on board, so as to ascertain whether it would be worthwhile to organize a properly equipped expedition on my return home. It was not until the year 1885 that my attention was directed to paragraphs in the newspapers which spoke of the departure from the Tyne of the bark Oria with a considerable company, including navvies, and well provided with the tools that were considered necessary for the recovery of the treasure. These adventurers started full of hope, but were doomed to disappointment, as is shown in the following extract, which I cut from a daily paper some months later. Quote, "Further information has been received regarding the unfortunate expedition.